Each week at this time, we speak with a former refugee who has resettled here and now calls New Zealand their home. And a couple of weeks ago on the show, I spoke with Roxy Mohebi from Iran, who partway through the interview gave a bit of a shout out to her former school librarian.
There were occasional moments of kindness. I know you had a pretty good relationship with your school librarian.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah, what a woman. That was a pretty random experience that I just can't let go, really. I just remember when we first came in, you know, kids at school, you know, I don't know if it was ill-intended, but they quite liked to teach me naughty words to say because I was just learning English.
Uh-huh.
So Sarah kind of took it upon herself to take me aside, I think it was in lunchtimes and morning tea breaks, to just help me with my reading and writing. And on Friday, she would buy me a milkshake from the milkshake truck that would come in. Mm-hmm. And that was just such a, you know, standout memory for me, that there was people that were so willing to, you know, put themselves aside and really help us, you know, integrate into New Zealand in ways that didn't seem that obvious, that made a huge difference.
What was her surname, do you remember?
No, I don't, but I'd love to go back to Nelson and give her a giant hug.
What school was she at?
She was at St. Joseph's Primary School in Nelson. So if you're listening, Sarah, thank you so much.
Yeah, so Sarah sounds pretty cool, doesn't she? And, I got talking to my production team and we thought maybe we will try and track her down. So thanks to Rob Kelly and thanks also to a texter who gave us a bit of a hint as to where we might find Sarah, I decided to give her a call.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Sarah. It's Jessie Mulligan here at RNZ. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Are you expecting a phone call from me?
No.
Ah. Well, this is fun. Have you got a second?
Yeah.
So I need to ask you, because I was doing an interview with somebody a couple of weeks ago and your name came up.
Not Roxy.
Roxy!
Oh, my God, I was listening to that.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
So I don't need to tell you what she said then, which was that she was so appreciative for your kindness back then, and she has remembered it ever since.
Oh, my goodness. I was listening to it Friday night in bed, and I sent it to my partner, who knows her also. Hadn't even listened to it, and then because I always listen to you guys at night, or, you know, here in the afternoon, but I listen to our Radio New Zealand in the evening, and I was listening and I just thought, oh my gosh, I nearly jumped out of bed.
And I said we should try and track that Sarah down.
Oh no, don't. It's all good. I remember her and her brother, and yeah, that's really kind. It's nice of her to remember me. In fact, ironically, I'm actually now nursing myself.
So I hear. We might come to that in a second. Do you remember why you decided to take the time with Roxy?
Well, I just remember her being just this beautiful brown-eyed girl who was just very friendly, smiley, and just the fact, you know, I knew obviously come from a hard place and probably just, you know, wanted to make school a nice place for her. But the school she was at, you know, it was pretty caring, and I know she mentioned the bullying, but I was unaware of that. But generally the school itself is very caring and kind, and yeah, I don't think it was just me, but maybe she just remembers. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, she remembered those milkshakes.
Yeah, well, that's right. There was a milk truck that used to come. So when I listened to it, I thought, well, this can't be me. This, you know, that I've treated everyone like that.
Oh my gosh.
Really nice that she, yeah.
Yeah, when we all heard it, we were like, oh my gosh, this Sarah sounds like such an incredible person. But at the time, it was just kind of second nature to you, was it?
Well, I think I would hope that I was like that with all the children, really. But yeah, I do remember Roxy and her brother, Sharia. I think, yeah, that was his.
And did you get to see the progress she was making? I think you were helping her with the English language.
Yeah, no, because I actually just worked in the teacher aiding, and then I was in the library, and then I sort of did a few roles within the school, but how long ago was it? It's probably quite a while.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so you obviously did something right, because she's turned out to be an incredible person. She's
a model and an actor and a really strong voice for Middle Eastern people in New Zealand.
It's great.
And she's a nurse in you. Now, how did you end up going from librarian to nurse?
Well, it's something I've always been interested in, healthcare and working with people, and something that wasn't quite ready for me at the similar age to her. And my children got a bit older and I thought, well, if I don't do it now, I won't do it. I've got nothing to lose. So I've only been nursing probably, this is my fourth year. So I did it like quite later in life. So, yeah.
And I guess for someone in their fourth year of nursing, you must be sensing that you're about to have your first big challenge in your new career.
Yes, definitely. In fact, I've just come back from having a swab myself.
Well, good luck with that. How has it been feeling out there at the front lines?
It's pretty hectic, actually. Really quite stressful, but everyone's, like my role within the hospital stopped because we do a lot of elective procedures, and we're basically now just getting ready for the last week and a half. We've just been getting ready really just for, you know, getting our first patients that need acute procedures. So, yeah, it's hectic, but everyone's coming together and working well.
And no regrets about your change of job?
No, not at all. I've loved it, and I loved it. I think Roxy was only about 2 years behind me, or 3 years, ironically, as it turns out.
Had you sort of followed her a bit since school?
No, but I knew she was nursing, and I just because a couple of nurses I know went through the course with her, and I thought, oh, Roxy's nursing.
Yeah.
But no. So that's really nice. It was very nice. Actually, I had someone ring me a couple of days after that to say, look, you need to listen to this. A teacher who worked within the school, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, and I particularly think, like, you know, we're just talking about kindness at the moment and what a difference it can make. And obviously you weren't setting out to be a hero or to change the world. You just saw a lovely little girl and decided to follow your instincts.
Yeah, I just wanted to make, not that I felt sorry for her. I don't want to use that word, feel sorry, but I just, wanted to,
Took a shining to her,
Well, I think just, some people just need to have a bit of an arm wrapped around them, you know. Yeah.
Well, as I say, whether it was you or the school or whatever else happened to Roxy growing up, it's had a big impact because she was such an impressive human being. And I guess on behalf of the people who are listening to that and were touched by it, I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. It's great.
And hopefully at some point you might get to exchange numbers with Roxy and share nursing stories.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, thanks for your call.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Thanks, GC. Bye.
I actually nudged Roxy last night, and she was really excited that we'd managed to find Sarah, so I'm glad that we were able to put those guys back on each other's radar.